To Kneel or to Stand, an editorial written by John F. Fink that appeared in the Friday, August 25th, 2006 issue of the Criterion, read by Brandon Evans, online editor. The debate over whether the congregation should stand or kneel during various parts of the Mass, especially during the Eucharistic prayer, has gone on for a long time, but the controversy got out of hand at a parish in the Diocese of Orange, California. Bishop Todd D. Brown of the Orange Diocese decided that Catholics in his diocese should not kneel after the Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God, of the Mass, because standing reflects our human dignity. It's not what we think we're equal to God, but that we recognize that we are made in the image and likeness of God. Parishioners at St. Mary's by the Sea Church disagreed, and about a third of them continued to kneel at the point during the Mass when the priest holds up the consecrated host and chalice and says, "Behold the Lamb of God." The pastor, Father Martin Tran, then used the parish bulletin to explain the reasons for standing. When the parishioners continued to kneel, he issued a series of statements condemning what he called despising the authority of the local bishop by refusing his order to stand. He wrote that kneeling is clearly rebellion, grave disobedience, and mortal sin. When some parishioners still continued to kneel, he dismissed some from membership on the parish council and wouldn't let them serve as lectors or extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. Then he sent letters to 55 parishioners inviting them to leave the parish and the diocese for creating misleading confusion, division, and chaos in the parish by intentional disobedience and opposition to the current liturgical norms. After the controversy reached the media, Father Joseph Fenton, spokesman for the diocese, said that Bishop Brown supports Father Tran. As for the statement that disobeying the kneeling edict is a mortal sin, he said, "That's Father Tran's interpretation, and he's the pastor. We stand behind Father Tran." We understand, though, that Father Tran later retracted the part about mortal sin. There's no doubt that Bishop Brown has the authority to decide that people should stand. The current liturgical instructions say, "The faithful kneel after the Agnus Dei, unless the diocesan bishop determines otherwise," and this bishop has determined otherwise. But we believe that inviting people to leave the parish and the diocese is too drastic, especially in an age when politicians who support abortion are not so invited. The two sides in the stand versus kneel controversy both have good arguments. Yes, it's true that we usually stand when someone with authority enters the room, and it's true that the earliest Christians stood during the liturgy. And yes, it's true that kneeling is more reverential and the more traditional way of worshiping God. It's also true that postures of respect and adoration differ from one culture to another. Nobody is going to win the argument over which position is better. That's why the Holy See's Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments leaves such decisions to the bishops' conferences or to the diocesan bishop. In the case, in Orange, it was those who favor kneeling who disobeyed. Sometimes it's those who favor standing who disobey the instruction in the United States that the congregation should kneel during the Eucharistic prayer. Admittedly, before the U.S. bishops made that determination, the church itself caused confusion when some churches were built and others renovated without kneelers. Frankly, we believe that some people take this matter too seriously. Of course, we should take instructions regarding the rubric seriously, but posture shouldn't be so important that people are rebelling against the pastor and the bishop, or that a pastor is drumming people out of the church. In general, we believe that people should follow the guidelines. Obey the rules that exist where you're attending Mass, whether you agree with them or not. Avoid calling attention to yourself by doing something different from the rest of the congregation. Perhaps that is most difficult for older Catholics who have their own ideas about what is right and proper. That obviously is true in that parish in Orange, where parishioners experienced a conflict between Bishop Brown's new directive and their ideas about the proper posture in the presence of God in the Eucharist. For more news and photos, log on to www.criteriononline.com.